everybody. A Squad's back with episode 4.
What's good?
Nothing, man. I'm feeling good about this. 4 must be our lucky number.
True, true. So how was your week, everybody?
My week was good.
Yeah, my week too.
Not everybody yet. Let's explain the new format first. We're getting a little more professional as we go on, so we got a couple new segments and whatnot. Today we're gonna go over the new PS4 controller. We're gonna speculate on confirmed games that are definites for 2013, but we haven't really heard a lot about kind of what we want to see in it and what we're hoping they keep out maybe. And we're gonna go over a new study that says that game demos make sales worse in games coming out right now. They say that trailers are the way to go.
I guess you can't play the shitty game then.
yeah, only the games that suck, I would think, but I don't know. Anyway, we got a guest I'm real excited about. So, My name is
Victor Belmont, motherfuckers.
There you go.
What's going on, Vic?
What's up?
How'd you get that name?
I played a lot of Castlevania as a kid. Loved it. Made up my own little name about it.
Fantastic game.
Wasn't that Simon Belmont?
Well, I mean, I'm Victor Belmont. I'm way cooler.
Where'd Victor come from?
I just like Victor. Mm. Who likes to lose?
Mm-hmm.
I like the win.
Okay, Victor like that.
Oh, like Victor?
I like that.
I thought that was just like one of the sequel's characters was Victor Belmont.
No, that was never a Victor.
No. That's a little more inspirational. I kind of like that now.
Yeah.
I've been playing with you for years. I didn't know that.
Well, you got to win.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that now.
Yeah,
what's your predominant system?
Mostly Xbox at this point. I mean, I play a lot of PS3, I play a lot of DS, but mostly Xbox.
That's like me. I mean, like, everybody thinks that we're just Xbox fanboys. I'm hearing that every once in a while. I'm not. I love my PS3, but
I'm actually not even playing an Xbox game right now.
When you say you play DS, you mean at work, right?
I mean at work.
You mean on the bus, don't you?
No, because that's a, well, he didn't mention it yet, but what do you do for a living?
I work at a video game store. I manage one.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm super excited by this guest, by the way. This is the first guest that actually has something to do with the video game world, and I'm excited.
So what shop do you work for?
I work for Play and Trade.
Play and Trade?
Which is a major. It's not as big as GameStop, right?
It's not as big, but I mean, we're one of the other big ones. I mean, there's not many of them.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's your job there? You sweep the floors, right?
Yeah, I sweep the floors. Or, you know, because most people have carpet nowadays, Dan.
Aren't you the manager?
God.
No, aren't you like the vice manager or something like that?
I'm the manager. I run the store.
Nice. So we got a bunch of questions for you.
Making all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Right now we're going to go over what we're currently playing this week. It doesn't have to necessarily be a new game, Victor. It's just whatever we're playing. Giant, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure, man. This week I've actually picked up two games, Alien Colonial Marines, because I'm just a gigantic fan of the movie Aliens. I'm not necessarily a fan of all of them, really, because the first one's good, second one's amazing.
I never saw any of them.
Third one's kind of losing its way a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one on is just total trash.
Victor, you see those?
I've seen them. I've seen all of them. Actually, I haven't seen Alien vs. Predator 2. I've seen all of the others.
See, I saw Alien vs. Predator, and I was really... going for the Predator because I haven't seen Alien movies.
Alien vs. Predator, the first one was stupid. It takes place in Antarctica, and eventually...
The second one's a slaughter fest. There's no actual movie.
Yeah, but that was much better than the first one.
There was like 80 deaths in that movie.
That's what I feel would have really happened, though. The first one was a little...
I mean, it was more realistic, yes.
Well, as far as the game goes, I'm a huge fanboy of the Aliens movie, and I never really felt I got a proper sequel to that movie because, you know, the movie series, they crash land on a prison planet, and everything that happened with the Marines is just dead. And thank God for video games, because now I get to go right back into that story, and it continues from when, you know, the bodies got jettisoned, you know, Ripley, Hicks, Bishop, and Newt. And it takes place right after that, where it shows you that what's happening on the Sulaco, where the aliens are on it, and all the Marines are coming in, a new batch of Marines are coming in, they got to, you know, save it. So it's not graphically the best game, but... I'm so intrigued just because I love the series so much, so I'm overlooking a lot, I think. It plays a little stiff, but you know what? It has all the sounds from the movie, and the aliens look just like they are, and all the little bits where you have the little radar coming out, like just like in the movie where you know, it has that 360 radar, and it goes, ba-doo, ba-doo, and
that kind of reminds me of how I felt about the Ghostbusters game. Obviously, if it was a standalone game, I wouldn't have liked it. The graphics were shitty, and the gameplay was clunky. But, you know, you hear Bill Murray yelling at you, and you just, you can't not like it.
They actually got some of the old voices. They got the guy who did Bishop. I'm not 100% positive his name, but they got Michael Biehn, who played Hicks. He did the beginning part where he, you know, he gives his stress signal and stuff. But I haven't completed the game yet, but they have all the real sounds from the movie. Like when you shoot the pulse rifle, it sounds just like in the movie. And when they have the radars, that sounds just like the movie. And like I feel like I'm in the movie, you know. It does a really good thing about creating ambiance for the flick.
I love that they're doing this, by the way. Like adding on. It used to be back in the day when they had the movie games, you would just cringe because it would just be word for word, verbatim the movie, except the shittier version, obviously, because they couldn't purvey the story. But I like these add-ons now, like what they're doing with The Walking Dead that's coming out.
Yeah, that shows, you know, basically the new one that came out with Daryl and his brother. It shows basically how they got into that camp, and that's coming out next month, man. And I just like how it adds to the show or the movie you're watching.
Right, that's the way to go now with the games. I like the that they're headed that way. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I mean, they had to do something movie games. There's not many good ones.
No, I know. Even the Spider-Man game, the recent one, The Amazing Spider-Man, which I liked, it deviated from the plot by going beyond. Like, obviously, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, Spider-Man wins. And the game starts off, there was some kind of biological thing that the lizard had to fix, so you got to break him out of jail, and it's a continuation. Which is obviously not, it's not enough of a story that they were going to make it into movie two. You know, obviously they got to move with a different villain in the second game, obviously. Or the second movie. Nobody wants to see that. But it was a cool continuation, man. I really like the way the video games are doing this now.
Yeah, you know, it's for fans who want more, and, like, you know, we're too old to play with toys at this point. Like, I collect some of the figurines and stuff, but I'm not going to play with them. I saw some of the Walking Dead ones. They're pretty cool, man. You know, like how many guns they get and stuff like that. It's fucking awesome.
I was referring to the fact that if you gave me a Ghostbusters trap right now, I'd throw it across the floor and press that button.
Well, yeah, but that's more of a collectible than like actually action figure. You know, like you're creating your own story. But like, you know, it's cool that you can go and play some stories that aren't necessarily just watching the movie, and you're still getting, you know, the characters you all love. I think a lot of these movies and TV show games kind of stink just because they have a built-in audience and they don't have to spend that much money to make people buy it.
Like the Potter games. The Potter games, besides the Lego games, are trash.
Well, that's my issue with the Aliens game, because I hear a lot of people that watch the Alien movies love it. But if you haven't seen the Aliens movie, you're not really attached to it.
I would hate it.
I would think people that haven't seen the movies would not like it nearly as much.
So you hear a lot more. I mean, I hit the boards, and I am online all day long, and I talk to whoever is not being an absolute dick. But at the same time, you're in the game store. I'm sure you got people who just walk in and just want to talk about it.
I mean, I've had people come in and say they loved it. I've had some guy come in the first day and return it. The first day.
Did he beat it? Is it a short game?
No, he didn't beat it. He's like, this is nothing like the demo, and it was crap, and he just threw a whole bunch of complaints.
He just sat down in front of his TV, turned it on, just got madder and madder over half an hour, and got mad enough to just walk back and return it.
Yep, and just returned it.
Did he buy it from your store? I would think, yeah, obviously, right?
I don't think, actually, no, he did not buy it from my store, but he returned it to my store, so we get more credit.
Oh, okay. All right, Plane Trade gives more credit, everyone. Speaking of that, I got a couple questions for you that we figure that people might want to listen to. Actually, no. We're still on
the thing, because I had two.
You had two. Ryan
Phoenix is a leader, not a follower, so I mean, he just took over shit.
He deviated.
He's giving me the stare. I apologize.
It was a loving stare, just being like, okay, we're moving on.
The bedroom eyes.
Well, because you and Victor over here haven't said what they were playing. The second game, which I know Rise is playing too this week, is Double Dragon Neon. And we got an email from another gamer that basically said that, hey guys, we mentioned last week that I wanted the Double Dragon to come back. Apparently, that shit came back last September, and they had a whole new Xbox Live Arcade game, and it's fantastic, man. There's a whole bunch. You can high five each other. All the fighting. You really feel when you hit people with weapons, like they go cracking across the board and shit. The music is good for it. The graphics are great. And plus, they kept it in 2D like I wanted. It's a side scrolling game, and it's completely fun.
Well, it kind of looks, to everyone who hasn't seen it, it kind of looks like the Borderlands game, where it's a little cell shaded. It's a little rounder, but it is still kind of 2D.
I think it's a little crisper then.
It is. It's HD, definitely.
Yeah.
They added a lot of elements to it, like different special moves that you can do. You can change mid-game your special move whenever you want. You can rank up. This is really, really an excellent throwback game. I love it.
I thought it was fantastic. Plus, you can play with your boy online. It's seriously funny. Like, there's so many funny elements about it.
Yeah, they took all the seriousness out of it. Although the punch, the heartbreaking punch to the gut of your girlfriend is still the lead.
Oh, you can't get rid of that. It's like kind of, but they like lessened it a little bit because like they give you like the punch bubble and like.
And did you catch any of the enemies of other 80s games? Like the first guy you fight. Or the second guy, rather, is Mega Man. Did you catch that?
No.
Up in the space station, you run in, and the door slides open. You run into a hallway. The door slides closed. And I was like, wait a second. I know what's going on. I'm going to play. It's the enemy. So then the other one slides open, and the guy's Mega Man.
I didn't even notice that.
I know. He looks different. I actually took a picture of it on my phone. And, yeah, balls on Mega Man. Also, Centipede is mentioned in it. He just keeps on showing up for random reasons.
Oh, you get like if you punch him, you get like health and money and
yeah. But
and
that's like Centipede.
That's supposed to be Centipede.
Yeah.
I see. Like I'm like oblivious to a lot of this shit. I was just like I was slapping high fives, man.
You were playing it two player, right?
Yeah, we were having a couple of beers. It's like a great game.
I was thinking by myself all week.
See, it was a great game to just have a couple beers with your friend and just laugh. Like there's so many funny moments. When you beat up one of the guys at the Afro Pick, bro, you can get an Afro Pick and stab people with it. It's fucking.
It's an achievement. It sticks in their hair. Yeah. You got to get every single different type of person in the game.
And then once you beat the game, you just stick around for the main bad guy has he sings a song as you beat him, and it's funny as hell, man. Like
it's a absolutely fantastic game. It's got a lot of Earthworm Jim feel to it, where it's just like fun, just wacky fun.
A lot of tongue-in-cheek moments where, like, it's a serious game, but it's making fun of everything. And it was a great throwback game. And I hope they make more, like, games that were a certain way, like, 20 years ago and just revamp them a little bit and basically gave you the same game you did love 20 years ago.
Yeah, and thanks for hitting us up on that Twitter, letting us know that we're talking about some ridiculous. I mean, we sound like idiots talking about a game. Yeah. We obviously can't do every game. We don't have a staff. Our staff is Giant, myself. And occasionally my brother calls me and says, hey, moron, you forgot a game. But
thanks
for
metal.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like I talked about last week, if Final Fight is out there, somebody let me know.
Yeah, right. What about you, Victor? What are you playing?
I'm mostly playing a lot of Fire Emblem, but I mean, I'm playing Ni No Kuni for the PS3, which is awesome.
You were playing some games I never heard of. What's Fire Emblem?
Fire Emblem?
You never heard. It's like a Final Fantasy.
It's a tactical.
Yeah?
Plays a lot like, you know, like the old Shining Force or the Arthur Ladd series. It's a tactical, square-based combat.
Like Final
tactics.
Fantasy?
Tactics. It's tactics, like Final Fantasy Tactics.
Like fucking StarCraft?
No.
I don't know these games at all.
Square-based tactics game. It's
kind of like Gladius, what I was talking about last week.
It's a lot of fun, but the whole point of this game is if your characters die, they're dead.
Sick.
You have a lot more strategy involved.
I got you.
Ni No Kuni is a straight-up RPG.
Mm-hmm.
For the PS3, it's got Pokemon elements, which is really interesting because you have to collect familiars and level them, and it's really good.
Now, which is something I always like in games, is it like one particular type trumps another part, but it's very weak? I love that.
There's multiple different types. Your characters, Pokemon, your main characters, have bonuses for using characters of their type also. And it's really very, very long RPG.
Yeah.
Very in-depth, beautiful game.
See, do you enjoy, like, the very, very long games?
I love to get my money out of a game.
Yeah? See, not so much. I like to zip through the campaign and then get right into the multiplayer.
I play a lot of multiplayer games, but I love my one-player RPGs. I love them.
There's a lot of the multiplayers. Well, for example, Call of Duty is an excellent series to mention because I buy them all the time. I don't play the multiplayer anymore or the single player anymore. I don't care.
Them shits are too hard.
I don't even care. I don't. The storyline. I'm done with Soap McTavish. I'm done. I don't care about them.
I remember our boy Ann Blaze was telling us that the ending to was it Modern Warfare 2 was so great that he was almost tearing up over it, and I was like. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who the characters are. I've been fucking like I plays the game for hours. I couldn't name you a character.
No, it was pretty epic, but I heard Ramirez had to do everything. That's the only name that really stuck in my mind. But
oh, that's what that tweet was about?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know who the hell Ramirez was. I don't know these characters' names, man. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. On the Twitter, I put Ramirez be my Valentine for Ramirez. For
you do everything.
For Valentine's Day. But, yeah, that's a meme that comes from the fact that in that game, you yell out, Ramirez, go blow that up, or Ramirez. And it's actually been counted. It's 58 times in the game Ramirez has to do something.
It sounds like he's a bitch.
No, he's just that. He's the go-to guy, man.
Yeah, he's the go-to. He's the go-to bitch. anyway, for the now playing, mine was Double Dragon because I'm playing it through different mode and harder mode and harder mode as I get through it. I love that.
Well, there's a huge jump from normal to fucking Double Dragon mode. Like,
I was feeling like a badass when I ended it. Now I'm just a regular bitch.
Right off the bat, the weapons take you out. Like, if you get hit with a bat or a knife or some shit, you're fucking dead.
Yeah, they might as well call it real life mode. It's like, I get stabbed once and I'm like, oh my God. And I just fall down.
They put you out like a cigarette, bro. Yeah. Like, psst.
Cops come by, pick me up. I'm like crying on the corner. Like, yeah, it was him. It was that guy, William. Police. And his buddy, William, and the other Black William.
Going back to that game though, man, that game, it was definitely a gem that I had no idea existed, and thank you for the gamer community for telling us about it, because we had a great time with it this week.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, questions for Victor. Giant, did you have any questions for Victor working in a game store, something that you were wondering about?
Yeah, man. So basically, how do you determine what game, like, who gets what discount for stuff, like, you know?
Yeah, there's a rumor out there that it's not actually decided a price on how much you're going to get for a game, but that you guys have a little fluctuation. Is that true?
There is a set price that we get from a collective database.
Like, on the computer, you're going to scan my, let's say, Battletoads, and they're going to say $5.
They're going to say 50 cents.
No, it's not that bad. Depending on the game, it's more of a, it takes a database of what games sell for, and the percentage is off. Obviously, we make a profit.
Is that by how long the game's been out? Does it go down?
No, it's popularity.
So if a game sucks right away after a week, then it's like, I mean, down 50%?
I've seen games go down after like 2 months that were just like brand new games. 2 months later, like $10, $15 titles. Yep. No, just because nobody bought, like, Brink. Brink was one of them. That game sucked.
You're lucky if you're getting $10 for Brink.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. For how much do you give for Madden at this point? Because you have to buy that online pass for it.
The Maddens is a good question. Actually, all of them immediately. Now, like, when we used to get a used game, like, when it first came out, $60, we'd sell for $55. We can't do that anymore. We have to sell for $45. So now,
because that online thing, because
you have to buy a $10 online pass because of what EA does, and other companies are thinking about doing it. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Every EA sports game does it, like FIFA.
Not even sports. Every EA game does.
If you guys
if it has online, it has that code.
That sucks.
If you guys want to know something interesting, the new Modern Warfare, Activision. I know we're going to talk about Modern Warfare 4, but this is a good segue. Into this piece of information, the new Modern Warfare 4, they came out with a survey of gamers. They were asking a bunch of gamers what they thought about being able to download the game right away as soon as it comes out that midnight. And it came out positive. So, you know, nowadays you can download, like right now you can download Black Ops a month after. I think it's a month after you can download the new games. I think this might be the first game that's going to come out download immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to talk about that later?
We are, but I was just going to throw it out there.
Because I'm actually super psyched to get rid of all types of plastic. And
I'm totally against it. As a matter of fact, we're going to come out with videos later this week, Team Rise and Team Giant. I'm going to argue the hell out of being against this. And
I'm with Rise. This is,
this is fantastic.
It's nice. I got one vote.
Yo, man, I don't want to get it. It kills midnight releases. It kills all that shit. It kills me having a pre-order game.
I love midnight releases.
Midnight releases gives a buzz for the game. It's good for it.
Yeah, it gives me. I get high
about
on
their
it.
Buzz being about the game.
I wish I could freebase midnight releases. I love them.
Most of the games that have midnight releases already have a buzz.
Where am I going to buy my hats and my pins and all that stupid shit that they come out with midnight release? I love that.
Yo,
shit.
How am I going to get boned for an extra $50 to get a miniature like chainsaw when I buy fucking Gears of War? Like, how?
Well, that's not midnight releasing. That's
that's them. That's not us.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but anyway. Anyway, about the prices. Is it true that you can give a little more for a game or a little less depending on the person?
It goes by need for game and hotness.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a new Madden game or a Call of Duty or something like that. If I want it, yeah, I can give a little more. But I mean,
if it's selling hot, does the company say, "Hey, give a little more"? Or?
Some of them, yeah. But I mean, more of a the difference.
No, let me ask you this: can you gauge a person? Like, if it's a hot game and you want it, and you're like, $15, and he's like, I can't really accept $15. Can you be like, 17?
As my store has been, I'm in charge, and it were a franchise and not a corporation. Yes, I can.
Oh, you're individually owned.
We're individually owned. We're not a
corporation. As opposed to GameStop, right?
Yeah,
GameStop.
They have a set thing by corporate. They'll get in trouble if they do it.
People who don't know this, and I don't know why you would, I worked at GameStop for a week until my manager caught me not asking people if I wanted to pre-order games, and I said I wasn't going to do it, and I got fired.
Why?
Well, this 8-year-old kid came in, and he was buying the first Pokemon when I believe the fourth version of Pokemon was out, and I had already got yelled at for not asking that. The kid bought it in quarters. And he's like, why didn't you ask him if he wants a pre-order? And I was like, because the kid doesn't have money to pre-order. He bought a $4 game in quarters.
Because forcing pre-orders down.
I don't like the way you're talking to me. So I grabbed the X-Men Legends demo out of the PlayStation that was currently playing, and I walked off with it.
That's impressive.
I walked out. It was worth it. It was totally worth it. Anyway, back to people who have successful lives in the gaming industry. So you can give a little more, though?
I mean, if it's a good game and if we want it and we're short-stocked, I mean, yeah, we can give a little more. But if it's like Call of Duty that I have 25 on the shelf, I might give a little less.
Does it matter whether it's me or, like, let's say, a hot girl who walks in?
Depends on my mood.
Well, like, again, people might not know it. People might not know it, but my wife is smoking hot. If I sent my wife in there to you, would you give her more?
Victor, your sister would.
I mean, that's a creepy question now.
Victor's my brother-in-law.
Would you give your hot-ass sister more?
That is absolutely true, Dan.
No, but I do get max. I do enjoy the benefit of maximum money for it, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why I want to keep the games around.
I mean, for the average person, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, if it's a game I want, I can give a little more. And I do so most of the time.
Quick question. How long do you see the turnaround for the games to start flowing back in? Like, say Call of Duty comes out in November, right? How quick? Like, not maybe just one or two. Like, I'm talking about the masses start returning.
The masses?
Oh, good
Call
question, man. Like, what? Like, if somebody's looking to get a game, like, if somebody, in other words, if you're not willing to buy the full game, when should you come in, right?
Like, well, I just want to know, like, the lifespan for, like, because I'm not talking about the one or two guys that'll buy it, beat it in, like, a couple weeks and then just return it. I'm talking about, like, you know, the people who played through it, and then that's when like a bunch of people start coming in and returning the game.
The time you're going to see a bunch of Call of Duties come in or stuff like that type of game,
yeah,
is either when another shooter comes out or the sequel. That's the only time you'll see a massive amount of those.
So
it will trickle in slowly, but I mean, you'll see the bulk of them.
So like with Call of Duty, the new one, Black Ops 2, came out in November, I believe, and now Gears of War will be the next big shooter coming out, so you'll see a lot of Call of Duties this month.
I'll probably see a bunch of Call of Duties.
Are you expecting to see any for Crysis, or that's not big enough yet?
Crysis, I think, is actually a great shooter.
It's a great game.
I don't see – the problem is it's not the buzz on it that it needs to be.
It's not very well known.
Yeah. Right. It's a great game.
Until you mentioned it to me a couple weeks ago, I didn't even know about the game.
Oh, fantastic game!
It looks great.
The beta's over. It got me really upset. should really do betas until the game comes out. Like
I want you to buy the thing.
I'm gonna buy it anyway. Yeah, willing to play the beta until it came out, until the day it came out, then
it's kind of the same thing with demos. We'll probably get into that later.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into that later. Mm-hmm. All right. So another question: Why do you guys want pre-orders so bad?
Pre-orders helps us as a store. Pre-orders tells us how many we need to order of a game to make sure that everybody's going to get it and how popular it's going to be.
With the pre-orders, how many people, or does it happen at all, pre-order that shit and never pick it up?
There's a bunch. There's a good factor of people that never pick it up.
So it's really just a benefit for you guys anyway. You get my $5 if I don't pick it up, and then
I get
your
$5, but it gives us a good number of what we have to order. I mean, it's better for you, because let's say this game comes out, I get 10 pre-orders. I'm not going to buy 40 copies of that game.
Now, are the game companies pressuring you guys to get pre-orders so they know where to do advertising or anything like that?
It does help them also, but they're not pressuring us. It's just a good set number. I mean, if we're ordering X amount of Gears every time it comes out or X amount of Call of Duties every time, they'll allow us more of them immediately because they'll know we need them.
Okay, so it's kind of just like a beneficial to all.
It's just a helpful. It's helpful for the store. It's helpful for distributors. It's helpful for you. We have your game.
Now, do they also with the pre-orders, right? The big games like Call of Duty, Gears, shit like that. Do they even bother with the pre-orders? Or are they just let's order 100 because that's how many we're gonna need?
On those games, I order more than I need because I know they're gonna sell overly. Yeah. But like random games like Ni No Kuni, like that game's very. Very good game, but I only ordered like 4 extra copies because I don't know how it's going to sell.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get stuck with them because I don't make any money if I get stuck with them.
See, there's a lot of good games out there that probably get killed because people just don't know about them.
Yeah.
Like, they got to get – I don't know how Xbox Live deals with their what to look for, like what's hot and shit like that, who gets those windows and how they get them exactly.
You probably got to pay for them.
I'm guessing you'd have to pay for them.
Well, have you ever watched the independent gaming movie?
Yeah, that one documentary, you're right. They got it.
They didn't pay for it. They had it finish their game within a certain time frame for it to be on that little, you know, the what's hot, like the front page.
But they probably paid so much to have it on Xbox allowed a window.
They didn't have any money. They had to do everything cost effective because they didn't have any money. They were making an independent game. They didn't have – it's not like they were they had investors. They had nothing. They were just working with each other.
Well, Xbox, the Dash always has one independent game on it. It was probably just their turn, right?
Games come out when they come out, man. When you're done with
it,
you want to
launch it. Dude, that Gears thing has been on all month. They're paying for that. It's right in the middle of screen.
That's Xbox original, so Xbox is going to throw that front
Xbox
and center.
Xbox is going to push their titles.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like I'm sure especially if you go on PS3, Drake's Fortune and all those games are probably front and center because that's a PS3 game.
Yeah. Say they're with Ni No Kuni. You're going to see that up there because it's their title.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a PlayStation
that's
exclusive?
That's exclusive, yeah.
Nice. It's nice to see they still have a couple exclusives there.
I mean, if you look at the actual systems, PlayStation has more,
Right, but they gave up a bunch. GTA was originally just them. It wasn't allowed on Xbox.
They screwed up with Resident Evil.
Evil was just them.
It's also not always their idea.
Metal Gear was just them.
The actual company wants more broad audience.
The actual company makes more money selling on more consoles, so they push and they break contracts to work.
I would think that Gears is jumping at the bit right now to get on PlayStation. You know they'd sell easily.
Not really, man. Their online network stinks.
Yeah.
And Gears is such an online game. You know, I wouldn't want to play that on PS3.
Oh, by the way, just as a quick side note, if you had PlayStation Plus when that Double Dragon came out, you could have got it for free that month. PlayStation Plus gives you a free game every month. You don't know
Any game?
No, it's a specific game. I have PlayStation Plus. You get Twisted Metal one week, or 1 month, rather. You got Scott Pilgrim you got for free.
Scott Pilgrim was a good 2D.
It was a great game.
A good 2D beat-em-up.
That was a fun game.
It was super fun.
And you got Double Dragon. So PlayStation Plus is worth it. It's $10 a month, and it was $10 for that game anyway.
It's not worth it for me because I
were online?
Yeah.
That's it. No, does it actually fix their online problems?
No, but it gives you, for example, if you're having trouble getting into a server like DC Universe, I was in PlayStation Plus. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, it cuts your wait time in half.
That's convenient.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Until
I got in there and I realized, hey, game is done.
Look, man, if I want a DLC on PS3, I'll just buy it, man. I'm not paying $10. I'm not going to play a game multiplayer. They have great story mode games.
Well, you get other stuff too. You get a couple backgrounds.
The way they work their community is clunky. Just the way the whole system, the Xbox multiplayer system is so much more fluid. Maybe this is we only play that, but I don't like how it works
on
PS3.
I do the PS. It's just, you're right. It's not, I mean, like the friends list is weak and hard to access at sometimes. There's no party chat.
See, I'm a big PS3 guy in the sense where I think that is the much superior system.
It is.
Graphically, how it works. I've never had a problem with my PS3 while my Xbox consistently goes down. And
online, well, I've said it repeatedly. Online is what sells Xbox at this point. Xbox Live is what sells Xbox.
I think the community's broader, too, like in general. Like, I think their windows are better, like where you could pin things to certain windows.
Like I said, Xbox Live, that's what I mean. In its entirety is what sells it.
Well, I mean, you can't even play Xbox without a fucking Live account, basically.
Right. Well, they're saying that about the new Xbox anyway. You're not going to be able to at all.
Well, I mean, I don't care. I already have one.
They're talking about the new PS3. It's going to be also $50 to play online for a year.
I hope so. I hope so, because then I have a right to bitch about it when it sucks.
And they are saying they're going to fix a lot of the issues with the online.
Well, they need to. They can take my $50 and put it to good use. I don't care. I guess we're going to... Well, that was very enlightening asking you. We're going to get into the news now and talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the news. Puzzle Clubhouse CEO and analyst Jesse Schnell says games with demos statistically sell worse than games with just trailers.
What about with guys with terrible last name?
Schnell? Yeah.
Sorry to kill the action with that comment.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Gears 2 demo actually got me more psyched for the multiplayer, right?
I believe that it'll kill bad games. Like, if you play a game and it's fucking clunky as shit, you're not going to want to pick it up.
Right. Jesse Schnell pulled 100 haters.
No, but like, if you had a chance, what was a game that you're just... It's not like a sequel. Gears, you know what you're expecting with Gears, right? Oh, so hopefully. You don't need to play the goddamn trailer, or the demo. But a game, like, let's say Aliens, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you brought that up, because people that played the Aliens game said it was crisper than the actual game.
Really?
Oh, the demo was that? Oh.
It's actually crispier looking than the actual game. That game literally sold. That demo sold the game to certain people over the actual game.
Ouch.
Oh, then you get burned sometimes.
I mean, but obviously in the same thing, if you make a shitty demo, like, yo, you're going to have a shitty game.
This game looks like crap. Yeah. Let's just make sure the demo looks good.
Let's make the boss demo, guys. We only need about 30 minutes of gameplay. That's
I mean, if you make a boss demo and the game sucks.
I mean, just like anything. Like, you could like a band and like their first two songs in their album, and you buy the album, and it's like, this album sucks.
I've done that
plenty of
times.
Yeah, you definitely want to put your best foot forward if you're doing the demo. I mean, if you're idiots and you put out a shitty demo, I don't know what he was referring to.
No, because there are games with trailers that you're just like, wow, this game looks fucking good. And then you see how the gameplay is, and you're like,
yeah, but I think like we're that. All I think we're all past the point of when we see a trailer. I mean, like, the day and age of seeing a trailer that looks great and it's actually not showing gameplay is over. It's not fooling any of us anymore. No, we look up online what the gameplay looks
like. No, just like in a movie, man. You see a trailer, you could think the movie's going one way and it's totally something else.
Oh, no, I totally look up online. I totally look up YouTube videos and
there's
everything.
There's only so much you can look up before the game comes out.
It's true, but I mean, like, do you guys think this guy's right that they should do away with demos? I mean, like,
no,
people are taking it seriously.
If you're making shitty games, do away with demos.
I know for a fact that Cliff Bleszinski, the guy who was responsible for Gears, retweeted that, and he said, "Hey, I was right." I don't know why he said, "Hey, I was right." Obviously, they came out with a demo for Gears every time. I guess he was trying to fight it.
But I mean, on the same issue, it's betas and demos, kind of the same thing. They're pushing the game.
Yeah,
out
right.
There.
That was a beta more than a demo, right?
Yeah.
Well, a demo is just what you basically play through the first board.
They give you a set map or a set board or a set
I think
amount
a beta
of time.
Is more multiplayer.
It was a Saints Row. They give you an X amount of time in the world. So you can go anywhere. It just couldn't be for very long.
You only had
but
like
that didn't
hour,
make you want to play Saints Row
it
more?
It made me want to play it so much more.
Right. What's this guy talking about?
No, but that's a quality game with a built-in game. With a built-in, like, you know, it's a franchise, basically, you know? But
right.
You're not talking about the first Saints Row. You're talking about, like, two or three.
No, I think it was one they did that for, actually.
Two, they did the time limit. I don't know about one
Maybe
yet.
It was two.
I don't know about one
It was a while
yet.
Ago.
Because the first Saints Row came out like the first eight or 9 months of Xbox being out. Like, it was one of the like original first-year games of that system.
And then
I think so.
Wait, and then three, they let you play through that bank mission with Johnny Gat, right? That made me lose my goddamn mind.
Saints Row is basically GTA, but, like, on steroids. It's like so
it's
much fun.
Like a cartoonier version, which is more fun in my opinion.
It's better. It's much better than...
I mean, 3 was over the top. Like, absolutely ridiculous shit you could do in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as demos go, I mean, this is just the way things are. If you don't put out a demo for your game, then you're not going to either gain or lose people. People are just going to have to go on the trailer, and that might lose people.
I can't think of any... Well, I think his argument, after reading the article and that he wrote, and this was a legit study... He said that sometimes that satisfies, like, for example, with the Hitman demo, you can go through two boards and kill two different people, and sometimes that satisfies the gamer enough not to buy the rest of the
game. I mean, if you give them too much in a demo, I could see that go, be going the problem, but I mean, if you give them like a good 10-15 minute demo, they can play. Not like maybe a full, not even a full board, just leave them up to the boss. Like, I've seen a lot of demos, you play up to the boss, and they're like, now go out and get the game. And it's like, fuck, I really want to kill this guy.
That's what they did with the Double Dragon demo. I'll say that. I got the demo first. I was like, oh,
yeah. Did you bother with that? I just, like, Double Dragon, download.
Right, that's because you're on the Triple D, the Double Dragon dick. But otherwise,
it would have to be a quadruple D because there'd be two of them.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Makes sense.
But I downloaded it. You know, we got that email or whatever, and I was like, oh, let me check it out for the next podcast. And I played it, and I was like, this is too much fun. I have to.
Yeah, I mean, but again, this is another series of games. Like, I don't think you don't need demos basically for games you know how they are, basically.
Sure, you're looking for demos of games.
Bulletstorm,
all right,
all right. So,
you want a beta version for Gears because you want to see all the new stuff.
How
you
put it progressed,
in.
Right?
No, how it progressed, all the new stuff, all the goodies in it, right? You want to you play a demo of a game to be like, is this game going to be good?
Yeah.
That's more questions answered in your mind of how the game's going to actually be, not like Gears, well, like, you know how it's going to be. You
like just, I was going to say, Bulletstorm, when it first came out, I played the demo and I played the heck out of it, and and that made me want to buy the game. I can't think of a demo offhand, maybe just because I buy all games, like, pretty much. Well, I can't think of a demo that really satisfied me to the point. I mean, there are a couple demos where I was like, this game blows, and I didn't buy it.
I mean, there's a couple times where I was looking at the game and it says action. It's an action game. Sometimes that doesn't give you enough. And I can see a trailer and I not see a gameplay trailer. I have no idea what the game is about until I play a demo of it.
You know what? You know what? I'm totally contradicting myself, but one demo that really hurt it, Metal Gear. I'm not buying that game.
Oh, because it's like a hack and slash. No, it's
yeah,
not,
it's totally
exactly
reversed.
A hack slash.
Well, I mean, that game is not has nothing to do with Metal Gear Solid other than the fact that
also,
it has Raiden.
I mean, the main guy that made the game didn't make it. He's not involved in the team.
Oh, that Japanese, I was like, Ichikawa or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah. I just don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, it's a different team.
No, the new, I'm sorry, the old guy, the guy, Metal Gear Solid guy.
Yeah, it's a different
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Yeah.
And it's not Snake. I mean, like, not that it has to be Snake, but I mean, at least.
No
at
one
least,
liked Raiden, man. Raiden, come on.
Well, at least make it like that. Like, for example, in the new Batman movie, when whoever takes over is Batman, he's still going to be Batman. He's not just going to be some bonkers, off-the-wall, crazy guy. Like, it's not going to be Freakazoid taking over for him.
As far as that Metal Gear game goes, like I said in, I think, our second podcast, it's a game that's probably going to be a fun game, but if you're a Metal Gear Solid fan, I don't expect anything
which I am.
To be added to the storyline because this is not. It's just a hack and slash fun game.
It's a separate side entity yeah. itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I mean, you're a video game guy, Eric, obviously. I'm sorry, Victor, obviously. Do you think that was a game that they were making and they were like, let's slap Metal Gear on it to make it more broader?
I think it was always designed to be a Metal Gear kind of game, mm-hmm. but they just wanted to get away from what they were always doing because it's not the same lead design. It's not anything. It's just they wanted to do something new.
You think the design team just wasn't comfortable with going after
I would
capturing
say so. I mean,
exactly what
they couldn't have the same success without him. So, I mean, why not go a completely different way so you're not aiming for the same success? You're looking for new.
Okay, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
I mean, you're not going to pick it up, Rise, but the game does look fun. It's like
the game looks amazing, actually.
Like, it's going to be one of those games you're probably going to beat within a weekend.
Which sucks.
Yeah, you know when I'm going to pick it up? When it's at my local video game store for around $10.
Okay, here's another thing that could be cool. I just thought of it right now, so I'm going to mention it. What if Xbox does thing, instead of just buying a game, they let you rent the game for, let's say, 48 hours? And it's like $5.
I don't think they would ever do that because there are some games that you can beat within 45.
Okay.
48 hours.
You weren't going to buy it otherwise, so what do they care?
Maybe. It's a possibility that they might do it after 3 months.
Just
that
like,
would be
just
nice.
Like Gamefly, then.
Yeah, to kill Gamefly? You mean like as a Gamefly killer?
Why wouldn't they want to kill all that shit and get all that
money? Gamefly? Because Gamefly can only have X amount of copies of the game.
Oh, trust me. It would kill Gamefly if they allowed us to start renting games. It would kill the hell out of Gamefly.
Oh, what if
it would hurt them. I'm not saying
it would kill them. Why would I want to wait for snail mail when I could immediately download?
Because some people like waiting for disc. Like, people on Netflix still pay for the disc. Even
no, I'm not going to go with that argument at all.
No, some people do. I know I still get disc for Netflix and stuff like that.
Because of the special features and shit?
Yeah.
And the things I
but
want
what if they included the special features? I mean, like, what if...
They're not going to... I could not see them
and there
adding
are,
special features.
When was the last time you broke out special features of a video game?
I've watched every disc I've got for every limited edition.
Yeah?
Every one
for
of
a
them.
Video game?
Yes.
Nay.
I love the
wow, I grabbed my free swag out of the box. Yeah. That's about it.
I just pre-ordered Walking Dead, the survival thing, and just because they were giving me the necklace that that Daryl wears with the ears on it, I was like, all right, that's good enough. Whatever. I want the swag. I don't really give a shit about like how they made it.
It's interesting to watch them.
The books, like the Gears book and the Dom and Maria picture, those are pretty cool. I got the Dom and Maria picture up in my car.
Did you look at the
that
book,
wasn't cool.
truthfully?
Yeah, I did. Truthfully, I did because I love that game. And I had the Dom and Maria picture up, and somebody I work with was like, are those your parents?
That's creepy.
See, I know.
I don't
like
know.
That computerized Spanish couple? No, that's not my
I don't know about you guys, but the two most disappointing words in video games to me are concept art. It's just like when you unlock something, you're like, oh, what'd I do? Concept art.
Oh, yeah, like in any of the Marvel games where you're like yeah, collecting those comics.
I mean, it
books.
Depends what the concept art
and you're like,
it doesn't depend
on what Splatterhouse had some awesome concept art.
You know what? That's a game that I played the demo and I wanted to buy it, but it just wasn't like. I don't know. I didn't know how it was going to be. Was that game good?
I liked it. I
yeah,
mean,
it,
if you liked,
it looked funny as hell.
It's very amusing.
Yeah.
One, there's naked pictures of your girlfriend throughout the entire game, which is great. You have to yeah. collect pieces of them.
Wait a second.
There's literally you have to find
wait
pieces
a second.
Of his girlfriend.
How do they know Giant Shock's girlfriend?
Yo, my girlfriend's just so bodacious, you know.
She's everywhere.
Yes.
Of
I got to go pick that game up.
She's a free spirit, this one.
You have to find pictures of the main character's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Throughout the entire game.
Giant Shock, are you
I
the main
mean,
character of Splatterhouse?
Which
yes.
is nice, because it's like, instead of just having to find little, like, treasure everywhere or something, it's like, these find something that looks cool at the end.
Right.
The story, I saw the preview for it, and it was about, like, a little wimpy guy that gets taken over, possessed by some, like, crazy demon.
The Mask.
The Mask. Or I don't know everything about it. And it looked so funny because the guy has like one-liners and the gameplay looked pretty cool.
It was like Lollipop Chainsaw.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Did you play that?
I love that.
Lollipop Chainsaw was one of the best games I never heard of.
Absolutely love that game. That game, one-liners, had me cracking up the entire time.
The little head on the side was the Lex Luthor from Smallville. I forget that guy's name.
Michael something.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, whatever. Yeah.
Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum?
Yeah, I think that's his
he
name.
Was so funny. His voice, as a you know, voice actor, he was great in that.
He's been a voice actor for a while though. He's the Flash on the Justice League cartoons, also.
Oh really? Well, he's got really good comedic timing, and I enjoy him on that.
No, he did an amazing job of voice acting on that.
I bet you, I saw a lot, actually at Comic Con. We saw a lot of girls dressed up as Lollipop Chainsaw.
We did.
Yeah, it was, and they were very sexy, by the way. But you know, I'm really looking forward to a sequel to that game. And
I don't. I hope there is one, but I just don't. See them doing it.
Didn't sell well?
It's not that it didn't sell well. I mean, it's more of a... It's not one of those games that gets a sequel. It's just weird.
Well, like,
yeah?
Tootsie Roll Machete? Is that where we're going to go in?
I'm hoping the black version?
Like,
I'm hoping it gets a sequel because it definitely deserves it.
It was hilarious. I like games that are just funny and it's like all the tongue-in-cheek where... It's a serious game, but it's not a serious game at all.
They're fun. You know what? That's what we grew up with. Like, Battletoads, you didn't ask why they were Battletoads from any planet or anything like that. Like,
well, Battletoads was back in the day where, like, you just, like, yeah, throw an animal, make them bad. I don't
like
whatever.
Street
Dude,
Sharks.
In Bad Dudes, you didn't ask why ninjas captured the president. You were just a bad enough dude to go get him.
Yeah, man. Like, do you remember, like, after the Ninja Turtle success, like, everyone, they just used animals for basically anything. Like,
oh, that's ridiculous.
Right. Biker Mice from Mars.
Victor just mentioned, what was it?
Street Sharks. Yeah.
They were lame, though.
No, they were not. They were awesome.
The Biker Mice from Mars were really
whale.
Bad.
He wasn't even a shark. He was a killer whale. He's like, yeah, I fucking rock this
Orca,
shit.
Orca, right? Yeah. It was like Orca or something. They had clever names. I remember that.
I mean, they got to be clever. I mean,
They're selling shit.
Yeah.
How many things? Remember Turtles themselves. How many different attachments you had to have at one point? They had the blimp. And they had the car.
Oh, my God. Quick side note. Full Metal, my brother and I, we're twins, for people who don't know it. And my mother would come home maybe once a month with a new Ninja Turtle for us both. She would stick them behind her back. And whether I picked it or he picked it, I always got the main turtle, like, oh, here's Donatello, and he would always get the side turtle, like, oh, here's Sergeant Bananas. like whoever
Baxter
was not.
Baxter stuck.
Yeah, like, I remember at one point he got some merman who floated in the bathtub, but, like, his feet didn't move, and he was like, fuck this game. I get to pick from now on.
I remember I had a birthday party, probably a Chuck E. Cheese, when I was like 6 or something like that.
Well, last week, one or the other.
Yeah, last week. Actually, Chuck E. Cheese is not cool anymore. But anyway, back in the day, I don't know if Baxter Stockman was the only turtle that was available.
Everyone had like 6 of him.
I got, for my birthday, everyone got me Baxter Stockman. Like, I was a huge Baxter Stockman fan or some shit. Like, I had about 50 of them bitches.
He was a fly guy. He was awesome.
He was a cool toy until your 8th one. And it's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to just swarm the turtles?
It's like, where's Bebop and Rocksteady?
Yeah.
Dude, Jones or something.
I like the Rat King. He was a cool toy. I don't need, like, 20 of them. I don't need, like, an army of Rat Kings.
I had numerous Rat Kings also.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I never got, like... Yo, a bunch of them. I wouldn't necessarily want a bunch of the regular turtles either, but like it just seemed that everyone got me Baxter Stockman.
Oh, I had all the weird ones. Like I had one that where Michelangelo was dressed as a birthday clown. I don't even know where they went with that. That was just a cash grab.
Just trying to make money. The toy companies are notorious for that. Like, did you know He-Man wasn't a show that they made toys of? It was toys they made a show of.
Yeah, I did know that. I did know that.
Like, we got this toy. We need somehow to sell it.
Is there was there a demo for He-Man? Because we're totally off topic.
All right, that's your job to bring us back in, man. We're good. We're back in now.
That was a segue. Next, the new PlayStation 4 controller is out. If you belong to my Twitter, if you're one of the, what do we got? 65 people on my Twitter right now. I tweeted it earlier today. It looks very similar. It's got a movement sensor or the PlayStation Move sensor on top. It's got a touchpad in the middle, which is exciting, but it's very traditional. It looks a little bigger, though. Am I right? Does it look a little bigger?
The top looks a lot boxier.
It does look boxier. It looks a little, almost to say bulkier. I don't really like the design.
It does seem like it seems like they widened the hand parts where you hand grab, kind of like the Xbox controller does. It's got a speaker in the middle like the Wii. It seems like they just tried to make an amalgamage of all the controllers.
That's what it looks like. It looks like they tried to take all three controllers and put them into one.
I like it.
Weird.
See, I like it.
The thing that I liked the most was the speaker in the controller. I think I did like that about the Wii, that they had the speaker in the controller.
I don't like my controller yelling at me.
Oh, I liked it in Zelda. I liked it in Zelda when I would slash and it would make the sword slash noise. That was really cool.
It was interesting, but it wasn't necessary. Not to make. I wouldn't put something that's unnecessary in my controller to make it bigger.
I actually like that speaker idea. I'm a big like bells and whistles type person, and like I'm also a big audio guy, and I do want that. That's really cool to me. The top part, I don't know why after over a decade, maybe was it 17 years of PlayStation, they're gonna change the controller they've had since day one.
Yeah,
it was perfect the day you made it. It's still perfect now. I wouldn't mess with it. As far as the feel of it,
the touchpad. What does everyone feel? How does everyone feel they're going to implement this touchpad? For people who haven't seen it yet, the touchpad is maybe an inch and a half by an inch and a half. It looks like you're going to rub your finger on it, kind of like an iPad thing.
I hope it's not used during gameplay. That's all I'm going to say about
it's
that.
It's going to be obnoxious.
Definitely not during multiplayer gameplay. Terrible. I hope not. Yeah,
that'd be obnoxious if they try to institute that a lot. There's going to be some games where you know that they're going to be like, oh, this is new. Let's try to mess with it. And there's going to be a lot of that shit. Those games are going to be probably garbage.
It's going to be like the same thing when they tried to add the 6-axis to a whole bunch of games, and it failed miserably.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was a baseball game I remember I had that wanted you to, like, throw the controller basically at the fucking screen. And I'm like, I'm not playing the Wii. I'm playing PlayStation 3. I don't want to, like, swing a bat. I just want to press the buttons and have a good time.
Well, with the Move sensor, it's got a PlayStation Move sensor up top. I'm hoping that they're not going to try to make me throw a grenade with that, because that's what they do on the Wii when I was playing Metal Slug, and I actually got frustrated at it, and I kind of swung the controller around, and that's when my grenade went off, and I was like, oh, that's how. I hope it's not like that, because I like throw. I mean, like, people who play multiplayer games like Halo or Resistance on PlayStation, they know what a well-placed grenade can do. I like aiming and holding my grenades. I mean, like, that's a big part of the game. I don't want to just clunkily chuck them out there with my controller.
It looks like they changed the joysticks on them a little bit. Now they're not just like mushrooms. They're
I don't know if I like that yet. I haven't felt it yet.
They did. They inverted it like the it looks like a checker piece. Xbox. Well, the Xbox has the invert analogs.
Those are divots. They don't come out.
No, it dips in.
Oh, it dips in. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. From the picture, it looks like they bulge out and then there's a ring around it.
That's what it looks like from the picture.
It does have a. I guess they did do it a little different than the Xbox, but it's actually inside that ring around it.
Also, I mean, from looking at the controller, it says unknown port at the bottom of the picture of this one, at least. Is that where the power is going
to
be plugged in?
It's got to be the charger port. It's got to be the charger port, because the charger port was traditionally on the top of it, and now they have the move sensor, so I have to imagine that.
But I mean, putting it on the bottom, charging while playing is going to be extremely annoying. It's going to be like the Dreamcast, remember that?
Well, hopefully the top part is just all extra battery you get.
Yeah. I don't think it's intended to charge while it's. I mean, like.
But I mean, I play with my controller charging because sometimes it dies.
Yeah. You know what I would really like?
I am used to the weight on the top of the controller from the charge.
You know what I would actually really like is I don't know if it's even invented yet, but if you're in a radius of the PlayStation itself, it charges your controller. Or like you put like something in the.
Well, I mean, they have that.
Table.
They have that as a secondary thing. I actually have that system. It comes with the batteries for my Xbox controllers. I have that. That's how I charge. I just lay it on that power mat. It's called the power mat.
But I mean,
no, but I'm talking about like
a radio,
a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like I'm not.
I would imagine that's just bad for human beings.
That's what I was gonna say. In retrospect, I didn't really want to get cancer. I don't even use Bluetooth just because like it can't be good.
I don't think it can be.
Like, I think it's better I think it's better than holding your iPhone up to your ear.
I don't hold my iPhone. I just use a speaker a lot.
I use a speaker a lot too.
No, I don't.
No?
I don't want people hearing what I'm talking about.
I mean, okay, when I'm in a crowded place, I'll put it up to my ear, but like...
What are you talking about? I'm really screwing this guy out of money at my game.
No, but more or less, though, like, I mean, it's like a microwave chilling on your ear. Like, it can't be good.
Yeah.
Like, our generation is going to grow up with lots of tumors in our fucking ear, man.
Well, at least all of us are in it together.
One way
or another, right?
All right, well, let's go into confirmed games of 2013 we haven't seen much about. This isn't like Tomb Raider, which we, they gave us a bunch of stuff about, or Crysis 3. This is just games that they definitely said that was coming out in 2013, but we haven't heard anything about yet. So we're just going to talk about what we kind of want to see.
What I want to see is Kingdom Hearts.
Not games, rather. Yeah, all of us want to see Kingdom Hearts, so I wouldn't hold my breath.
But I was about to ask you the question, the games that we want to see where, like, they don't exist, or games that no one really knows about that are coming out?
No, games that are definitely confirmed. For example, Batman Arkham Asylum has been confirmed for this year. I know we went over it two podcasts ago, I think.
Arkham Asylum was number two, yeah.
Yeah, we knew that the game's coming out. We didn't know it was coming out this year. The CEO of Warner Brothers came out and told stockholders, actually, that it's going to be a great year. This is coming out. That's coming out. And Batman Arkham Asylum, which is our most popular video game, is definitely having a sequel this year.
I mean, I can't wait for that. The other one was fantastic. And everyone loves that game. Hopefully they get the same voice actors back.
Well, not everyone.
Who hates it?
I was not a huge fan of Arkham City.
Really?
What? I wasn't. I just wasn't a huge fan.
Would have told me this before I had you on the podcast.
I just want to ask you a question. Like, in what ways didn't you care for the game?
I'm not saying it wasn't a great game.
I'm saying what ways didn't you care for it?
I felt that, me personally, I'm a completionist. I like to get everything. I was overwhelmed at first. There was just way too much shit to grab at first. Uh-huh. And it just overwhelmed me to the game. I just didn't want to play it first.
You wanted less of a game from
it? I wanted less of a game. I wanted more.
Like, you could just grab everything at once instead of. Like,
I wanted more like an Infamous. Like, you start with an area, and as you progress, more.
Oh,
opens.
You didn't like how everything was accessible.
Yeah, it was just like, bam, go to the city. And I'm like, where the hell do I go from now?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, there were areas that were not unlocked yet until, like, for example, Mr. Freeze's area.
But it just felt like it gave you so much at this one time, and I'm like, as a completionist, I literally roamed around the city for, like, 45 minutes just aimlessly looking for shit.
All right, so would you say that wasn't really a failure of the game?
No,
that's just a personal
taste.
The game
wasn't great. I'm just saying that everybody loved
it. It's just a personal taste you didn't...
Obviously, yes, personal taste.
It was too much game right away?
Would you have rather it GTA style when you go into a certain section, there's just crazy amounts of cops on you for no reason?
I mean,
like, this guy crossed a bridge. Get him.
I mean, but like the same thing with Skyrim was an amazing game. I just there's so much to do. It turns off some people because you don't have the time put into all that.
I actually gave away Skyrim because I just like I don't want to play it. It's too much time.
It's too much to do. I mean, it overwhelms you to the point of it just seems intimidating.
Yeah, I played Skyrim as well, and it wasn't too much to do. It was too much travel with nothing to do for me.
Yeah. A lot of journeys.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, the graphics on Arkham City was amazing. I mean, the storyline was actually really good. I just didn't...
So, is that what you'd say you'd like to see in the new one? Just areas that are not accessible yet?
At first, and just like it make it seem longer, too, because it's like, I have more to unlock still.
You want to be led more than you want to lead.
Yeah, I want to be a little more led than I want to be like, here, explore everything. Go.
So you want to be led story-driven.
Yes.
And see, I kind of agree with Victor about that, because the first game... was you had to unlock each part of the of Arkham. The second game was just like, right away, you know, Catwoman's in some shit with Two-Face, and then you're out in the world, and you're like, what? Like, where? Like, I didn't know where I wanted to go.
First game was a superior game, just story-wise. I mean, yes. Batman gets locked in Arkham. That was comic book quality story. This one, obviously. Also, by the way, the Arkham series is probably my favorite series out there. But just the...
You mean the actual game itself?
Yeah, no, just a series.
Like campaign mode? Because it can't be the best game because it has no multiplayer.
Right. You're right. Gears is probably my favorite game. Right. But, single player, yeah. Arkham. Good point. But you're right. You're right. I enjoyed the story first time in the Arkham City. I was excited to be there. But a little gripe, I was like, oh, Arkham City, this is really just Arkham Borough. It's not really the city. It was pretty small section.
See, I don't really care too much about like logistics. Where like this city would be much bigger than this. Like I don't fucking need to really go like if let's say they made a game in New York City. I don't like in real life to fucking take the subway down like you know 80 blocks to a different borough. Like you know like just.
Oh yeah, yeah. In GTA,
it's more accessible when it's smaller.
In GTA 3, when they would send you to another town, I would be like, oh my god.
I think Assassin's Creed really deals with it very well, where it's you basically have your main part, then it lets you go to another part for the mission. First, it gives you once you get that mission, then you unlock all that part. And like, I like how Assassin's Creed does it because I like Victor get a little overwhelmed when it's like little on your little map. There's thousands of things lighting up. It's like I don't know what to do.
I just don't know where to go first.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm easily distracted.
You guys
maybe.
Have a good point with that. Next, quick question about Batman because I already. Obviously, we already did it. Do you guys hope it's a DC version or the Silver Age, or if they possibly went both ways, Silver Age?
You know, as long as it's Batman, I don't really care too much how he looks. As long as it's not
like hope they did
Adam
the
West Batman.
Added
goofy,
the JLA, the Justice League?
That would be the next progression, because like, you've done one game, Batman, and then you basically, the second game, you pretty much... got all his bad guys at this point. You might miss a couple, but the couple you're missing now aren't big names or anything.
I'm on board with the JLA game now, where like they're maybe captured and Batman saves them one by one. I'm kind of
that would
cool
be interesting. That'd be an interesting game.
I would also enjoy if you know how in the game basically you take down all of Batman's villains, right? And this the JLA is maybe taken over some way, and you have to beat all the JLA members. And every time you beat one, you get to acquire them in your little like cast of characters you could use.
See, they could go that way, but I would prefer them to Batman to have to beat one of the hero's villains. Like you would have to beat Chitara or whatever to unlock Wonder Woman or Sinestro.
I don't care about that because all the villains in DC except for Batman's villains are stupid.
No. They're not all stupid. I mean, most of them aren't that great. But, I mean, they could also go the way that one of the movies went with the Batman, which Batman has a contingency on every single superhero of how to stop them. And the villains get it, and they literally take out all
Batman
the superheroes.
Doom.
That was Doom.
Batman Doom.
Which is if that was a game, if that was the next Batman game, that'd be amazing.
Realistically, all we gotta say is, DC, get your stuff together. Your animated movies are fantastic.
Yes.
While except for the Batman series, your live-action movies are subpar.
Yeah. Weak,
yeah.
The Green Lantern movie was not very good.
It was amusing, but it wasn't good.
I would go so far to say, and forgive my technical language, they suck.
Yeah, but I would like to see. I would even play the Doom game. Like that story was really cool.
It was very.
I would
very
play
good.
any game based on the cartoon movies at this point.
I would play the next Arkham game solely on what was that movie just came out? Dark Knight Returns. Like I would just play.
Oh,
that
anyone
game.
Would play Dark Knight.
I mean, Dark Knight Returns would be awesome. It would just...
Yeah, you get to fight Superman at the end. That would be an intense fight because I mean. Superman, like I like if Superman was a bad guy, he'd be my favorite character. But since he's a good guy, he's just such a homo.
He's douchey.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that. On to the next game, Gears, which we do know some of, but I just love talking about it.
Yeah, man, Gears is going to be great. I mean, like you know, it's going to be obviously
it's
just
looking
like
good.
Gears.
Everything that they have confirmed that they added, and we don't know much about the story except for that one trailer that Baird's in trouble. But everything that they have confirmed that they added. Looks fantastic. The new modes, the new multiplayer modes, look great.
Yeah. Well, you get your same cast of characters back, which I almost wanted that more than I wanted to get a brand new.
Was it the full cast? Is it?
You get Baird and Cole.
No. I'm not sure if Marcus and Dom. I know they have younger skins available if you pre-order at GameStop.
I was talking about just the campaign
for multiplayer. I don't know if they're in the campaign.
Well, I mean, you have familiar faces. Baird, Cole. It's not like you're
Frosty
just
Tips.
He's my dude. I love him, man.
It was always my least favorite character, but I mean, as a game, it seems like it's going to be good.
You're playing the first Gears of War. We're going back in time. It's 2006. You're playing through it, and you didn't love all his little quips and
he was definitely amusing, but he's definitely my least favorite. I was always a Dom.
Well, where the hell is he getting hair bleach in this Armageddon?
Why does he have tips? Why is he forcing?
Well, just because he wanted to look good before he went out to fight the locusts doesn't make him a bad guy. All right. What about when Cole put his like. His was it football pads on, and he was running past people.
That was epic. That was great.
That was pretty good.
Anyway,
football pads.
The new multiplayer modes look great. One's a overrun. It's basically your sabotage format instead of Locust and Gear style, where two emergence holds are covered. The gears have to keep them covered, and the locusts are coming at you. It's a multiplayer game, so you go back and forth. The interesting part is that it's a horde mode game where the locusts are definitely horde mode characters from 3, where you're not actually Gears type figures, but you get to be the different little guys, the little creepy crawlies and stuff like that. But
like the tickers and stuff?
Yeah, the tickers and stuff. But the interesting, coolest part to me is that the Gears actually have... the gears actually have different loadouts. Like, if you're Baird, then you are the mechanic. You can fix it, and you can also set up turrets. If you're one of the newer characters, you can be a mechanic. Or you can be a medic.
Everyone's
and
a mechanic.
That's the only way to save it. Well, yeah, everyone's going to be Baird. But if you're Cole, then you're just the assault guy, and you get to carry. And your loadout actually depends on what weapons you get to carry.
So is it loadout or is it classes?
It's classes. It's basically classes. Okay. But you don't get to choose your loadout, as a matter of fact. You are Baird, then your secondary is...
The only thing they need to do is stop party chat and stop the ghost cam. If you fucking take care of those two things, then multiplayer would be a lot more
That's
fun.
What we got to see.
Also, I don't want to respawn anymore. I like the first one. One life, you had to go out there like a unit instead of just running.
Oh, 19 rounds.
Oh, so it'd be more like search and destroy.
Again, I also don't want party system where I take five of my friends, we go into five already. I want to create a room, go in there and just play because no one's never going to play a fucking private game ever again when you don't get level up. People are just stat whores and
you want to see level up in private matches.
No, because I mean, I wouldn't
because
care.
That'll be horde out. That'll be horde out.
See, I wouldn't even care about that because I'm not like super competitive where I want to be 100th in the world. I just want to have fun with my friends. I think the funnest time we ever had in Gears was when we were playing our private matches. We had set every time up to 19, and it would be eight guys I knew, or seven guys I knew besides me, and we'd go there the whole time and pick teams. It was super. It was so fun. Same thing with Halo.
It was a lot of fun.
It's true. The private matches were always.
The funnest
fun.
Time in Halo is when we had the LAN parties, but.
Yeah, definitely.
Am I the only one who cares about grammar? It's more fun.
Who, grammar?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You guys keep on saying funnest. That's okay, though.
More flags, more fun,
oh,
more better.
It's funnest? All right. It's, I don't know. It's
Anyway, Overrun looks great. You guys have named something that you hope to see in Gears that they go back to. Mm-hmm. I hope to see a tactical mode where maybe they they make the squads a little more intimate. They're saying that they might expand the squads. Where
have
it's
a nice
be
little
six,
candlelight dinner with each other.
Seven.
I mean, they do
eight,
wingman.
Lady in the Tramp mode. No. No, but they're saying it could possibly even be 8-on-8, which I think is a mistake. I really like the 4-on-4.
You're gonna clog up the board too much.
It depends the size.
Gears, I don't want a huge board.
I mean, that's the point. But if there are big maps, I mean, having more people on it sometimes would be.
This is one game, and probably the one game, that I like the smaller maps better than the larger maps.
But that's
the larger maps.
I like why they added Wingman on the older one, because Wingman was like, it was 10 people only, but a squad of two, and it was very, very good game.
Wingman was a lot of fun. I hope they bring that back.
That was a good game type. I like that. I would need just, all you need is 5-on-5, man, and just go old school. Just I don't know why. Maybe it's because something to do with, I guess the graphics or something like that.
Well, Gears 1 was 4-on-4.
Or maybe importing of it. But why, when there's the exact same game, basically, when Gears 2 came out, why can't you just bring over all the maps from Gears 1?
It's because they don't make enough money.
I mean, there's no reason. Why?
Because they can sell you the same thing.
You mean just carry
you
the
money.
Maps on and on and on until there's like 100 maps for Gears 4?
Just like with Halo. Wouldn't you want to play the fucking the space station where it's one side's level 1 through 5?
Station? I love that map.
I know. We talked about that. That's like the greatest Halo map
Cause
ever.
Rat Race and stuff like that. They never brought back. And
Rat Race was excellent.
Because I'm playing the new Halo, and I have no love for any of the fucking maps.
Actually, the new Halo's maps aren't that bad. I like them better than the Reach maps.
Are any of those maps as good as the best maps from one?
They had to be different because they added different elements like the run and the jump pack, and they had to switch.
Oh, come on.
Them.
The run and the jump pack don't make – you could put those in Halo 1 right now and it wouldn't make a difference.
It would make a big difference on boarding station.
The jump pack?
The jet pack definitely would if you can make it across.
Yeah.
It would change everything.
You're going to be a fool that's going to go
– Right. You're going to die out midway.
But I mean, even if you just jump up a level, it's going to be fantastic. Like, you can –
It's not. It's
the
not,
jetpack would
the jetpack
change
doesn't work like a fucking or like an awesome jetpack where it's like, whoosh, like
no,
that fast.
It gets
you up.
It definitely
one.
Gets you up at least.
It's
one
not
level.
That fast though. It makes noise and you're gonna be a slow asshole with. You can't let it go and shoot people because you'll fucking fall to your death.
I've used it a lot. It's very helpful.
No, not on a boarding station.
I mean,
not
a boarding station. But I've used it on other maps, and I can see how it would be helpful in other
that's
games.
That's all I use is the. Is
then
the
have to
jetpack.
Tweak them all. That's all.
I mean, yeah.
Well, anyway, in this Overrun map, you have a meta class, which is Sophia Hendrick, which is a new character.
Is that she one of if you pre-order it, people? Is that what that is?
No.
No.
She noticed trying to get the girlfriend.
She's just part of the new...
lots of female characters.
Yeah, they are. They're
there's a lot of female gamers.
I mean, that's why. They're trying to get the girls in. Yeah, because like they keep adding female characters in Gears that weren't there.
I encounter a lot more Gears girls than anything else.
I mean, there's a lot of Gears girls.
Oh, there's a ton then of Gears
over,
girls.
I encounter that a lot more than COD girls or Halo girls or anything
COD
else.
COD is a guy's game. COD is a guy's game.
There are, but I do encounter, I don't know, that's just a personal
oh, I play a lot more Halo.
Thing
see,
I saw.
See, girls have a lot more like emotion, and when they played through the story mode, they fell in love with the characters. In Call of Duty, there ain't no story mode, basically. No one gives a
what
shit.
What about Soap?
Who gives a shit about Soap?
You don't think they fell in love with Soap McTavish?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why there's a big gamer group for the girls on Gears of War just because the story's so great. And, you know, Dom has that whole story with his wife. He has, like, a love story going on. And that's
that
why they had
sad.
It in the third game. Had to add a girl character because there's so many girls playing it online.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. There's also a scout. He's played by Garen Paddock, which is new to the series, too.
What's the scout get?
He gets. I assume it's a sniper rifle. It's called a Markza, MARKZA. That's his loadout. He starts with a snub pistol and a beacon grenade, which is new. Also, beacon grenade. I assume, just on my experience with other series like the Call of Duty series, is that's just basically your throwable radar. But the scout special ability, which is interesting, is you can climb perches for better sniping leverage, but other characters can't get up to the sniper perches. Only the snipe character.
That's actually really cool.
I mean, that's interesting.
Being obnoxious.
I would wonder what would happen if it was a sniper versus a guy with a Nasher at the end, though. Like,
you probably get mauled. Like, if you're on a sniper's perch, it's not like you can go back and forth or run away. You probably gotta tiptoe down that shit. Like,
well, they haven't said yet if it's gonna be carried over. The class system is gonna be carried over to other multiplayer modes or just this. It could just be this, and then of course,
look, I imagine
if you were a ticker versus him, I think the ticker's just.
Oh wait, good. This is only against the locusts.
It's only been announced in Overrun, which is against the locusts.
I was gonna say because, I mean, if I was playing, against the guy who was sitting up on a perch. Like, he could be sniping at my one friend while I'm just sitting there at the chance while going, zzz, waiting for him to walk down that shit. Like.
Well, I think this is making the sniper more relevant. I think it's a good move because in Gears,
Well, once you took away the two-shot snipe, basically, where you the one-shot downs him if you get the perfect reload.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, it was great. No, that sniper was a fucking valuable weapon. Now they took that away. It's like, fuck the sniper. The only people who are fucking good with it should use it.
You got pop heads.
That's just why is the guy's
it's
body
so satisfying to pop a head though?
I mean, it is. Good. But I mean, it's so the guy is monstrously big, right? And he's got a beany little head. That's unfair.
the head box is actually bigger than it looks, though.
Not to me, man. That shit is fucking unhittable to me, man. I'm not
now.
Good at that.
Now on to a game that we actually
Was it? I had a couple.
Oh, you had something to say about Gears?
No. I had you said confirmed games 2013 that I was talking about.
Right. I was going to move on to Modern Warfare 4.
Oh, all right, you're not done with that. I thought you meant you move on to the next topic.
No,
oh,
next game.
So Modern Warfare 4, what do you think?
They have nothing out on it yet.
Oh, so nothing, all right.
No, but what are you guys hoping to see on Modern
zombies,
Warfare?
Zombies, that's basically it.
They're not going to do zombies. That's a Treyarch thing.
They can't copycat it?
It's not that they copycat it. I literally think they'll get sued.
No, I think they all have to play well in Sandbox at this point, the Activision Sandbox at this point.
No, I think that's their bread and butter right now. They have zombies. It would not sell if the other game had zombies.
It would totally sell.
It just wouldn't sell as well.
I'd buy it.
I mean, no. I mean,
no, he's saying Black
zombies,
Ops wouldn't sell
Black Ops
anymore.
Would be hurt the next one if Modern Warfare got zombies.
No, because I would just buy the next Black Ops for the zombies.
Is there anything you guys are hoping to see in Modern Warfare that they haven't
Maybe not a
yet
zombie
produced?
Mode, but more like custom games, like interesting, weird game types.
Yeah, I never played a custom game.
One of these monster multiplayer games needs a personal level builder.
Like Halo.
Like Halo?
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess like Halo, but Halo doesn't, it's not that good, and you can't really.
You can build anything in Halo.
You can build some crazy shit in Halo.
Yeah.
If you put time into it, I've seen some crazy things.
As a matter of fact, I've played all the Gears boards on Halo, people who make really, really good copies of the Gears boards on Halo.
They're actually at the point of where they have a free market up that if you make a really good Halo map, you send it to them, and they put it on this test beta that real players get to play, and if it wins, it gets a real map.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
And I played some of them. They are fantastic
and
maps.
You'd like to see that constituted in the new Modern Warfare?
Yeah. You see, okay, I got caught a little bit. I didn't realize. I forgot that Halo 3 started that shit. So I forgot about that, but I would like to see Call of Duty and Gears of War even have a personal map builder.
I'm not even talking about map builder. I'm talking about like more. I can make a certain game type better. Like I get more options to make game types. Just like
I agree with that.
Oh, okay.
Like how we used to play like custom like El Presidente and freaking all Halo or like Cops and Robbers we made up and stuff and like Halo. Mm-hmm. Like you can make an actual real game type.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like they did with Zombies, where originally that was us who made it, and. Then they constituted in Halo, right?
There was actually it was more of a just a fun like people heard about like play zombies and then they made a real game type. Like give us the option to just
I would like I would like to see downplaying of rankings. I would like to just from the fact that I want back when we were younger, like going back 13 years ago, where it was just like, hey, let's all play together
and win the match. Let's win the match
and win the match. Rather than, I need like 10 headshots or
I don't
shit.
Think there's anything they can do about that. I mean, except they could award large points for a win.
But go back to what Halo was, with like rank actually mattered. Like you had to, if you leveled up and then you leveled down if you were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. But I would rather even have no rank and people just can like, that way we can go back to just setting up a match and having people come towards it and instead of being like, I want this to count. You know, because I think the funnest part about online gaming wasn't the fact that I could play with all these strangers, was the fact that I was playing with all my friends. And I think online gaming has kind of lost that a lot. Well, some people don't have a lot of friends like we do. And, it doesn't matter to them because they have like the two friends they play with and they go online. They play with everyone that they need to play with. Right. We have a big group of people. And I'm sure there's lots of people out there with big groups of friends that would rather probably play just private matches with each other, not care about their stupid rankings, and just have the best possible like scenario, like Halo.
But still be able to unlock guns.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. Like I could definitely see that. Right now, I'm having a problem on Black Ops because we get eight people and we have to play big team mode. I'd like to play against them. I like talking shit to my friends. I like, but nobody's down for a custom game anymore
because they're like, I want these to count, and I just.
You want to unlock the scopes and the
well,
red
that's
and all
that's
that.
Call of Duty. That they made that where like there's no chance of you making a private game. It's just you don't unlock anything. It's just not going to happen. But you remember, like I'm saying, Halo and Gears. When we first started playing those, we would the only way to play Halo Capture the Flag is five flags. When you touch the flag, it disappears. what was it?
No time limit on
no time limit at all, right? And that's how you play. That's the most purest form of Capture the Flag. And I want to play that again, but no one's going to fucking want to play because like I want this to count. And it's like I'm not going to argue with my friends and be like, oh, come on, let's play a private match because they always want to like you know get the new guns or level up. And you know it's a shame that we kind of lost that a little bit because when the whole first LAN party started and stuff, I thought that was such a fantastic thing where we all got together and we played a huge game because we were just coming off a 64 and PS2 could only have four people. And now Xbox was like, you can have 16 people if you want. Like, I mean, we had like five different TVs that we were like running into the houses, and
that shit was fun.
Just
we
a
had
lot
it
of
rigged
fun.
Up.
So I would like to see that where ranking doesn't matter as much. So it downplays that a lot so that you could make private matches and just play with your friends.
One thing I'd like to see for Modern Warfare 4 is that they kind of got away from. I need to see bigger boards. I need my sniper rifle to matter because at this point you're bringing out the sniper rifle
for quick scoping.
Quick scoping, right? I don't
know. Is
that
a menace in
Modern
Warfare?
Oh yeah, it's a scourge of Modern Warfare. Just the quick scoping, and they haven't fixed it yet.
It's such an easy fix too.
Yeah,
just give a 2 second delay every time you zoom in.
Yeah, I could dig that. Or do away with the automatic. I mean, you can just aim yourself. Get rid of the.
That's
auto
the problem because when you auto zoom in, it's too easy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I remember in the older Modern Warfare's or the older Call of Duties in general, going back to Call of Duty 2, which was still my favorite Call of Duty with the World War II games, the sniper mattered more because the boards were just bigger. Like, if you had an Uzi, I mean, at this point with Modern Warfare, especially with the Black Ops, actually, I'll just mention on the Black Ops, I'm running around with my three-burst pistol, and I can hit you just as far as the M16, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, Halo, bring back the pistol. Please.
I love it.
Shit. As far as Call of Duty goes, I agree with you that they're the new Call of Duties. There's too much shit going on for you to be an effective sniper, like actually be a sniper.
And the spawns are so broken that you're running around. I mean, like, you can't set up shop. I mean, I know everybody calls it camping, but if you're a sniper, camp. That's your deal.
The new Call of Duty download content, I thought, because my big problem with Call of Duty maps are that they all kind of fucking meld together to me. They're not really very different.
A little grassy and a couple broken down chests.
Yeah, but the new maps were really cool, I thought, where there's a skate park, a ski slope, a hotel with a whole bunch of sand on it, and the dam. I thought they were just so different from the maps they were putting out there that I actually really enjoyed the new downloadable content. I would like them to make maps that aren't just broken down cities.
It seems like they always save that for download content because they did the same for the last one. Like, they had the standard maps, but then they came out with like the carnival, which was awesome.
Yeah,
carnival was
they
great.
Always save like the cooler maps for the download so people would pay for it.
People, look, your COD people are gonna buy the fucking pass and get the maps.
Yeah, they're not worried about those people. They're worried about the kind of people that wouldn't normally
the fringe
buy
people.
What?
The fringe people?
There's a lot in Call of Duty. More than any other game, you're going to get the casual gamers.
So they want them to buy it. I mean, the hardcore people are going to buy it no matter what it was. If it was two piles of shit and people shooting at each other, they buy it.
I would be down for that.
But, like, the casual gamer needs something that's going to be like, oh, look, a carnival you can fight at, or a space station, or, like, a train yard that's... Or, like, something.
Yeah, but is it that hard to just make a cool locale? Like, you can't just be like, oh, well, this is just going to be
but
a carnival.
But that's why they save it for the download, so people will more effectively buy it.
Let's say the 12 maps they give you, you can't just think of a couple cool locales for it?
I would like to see them come out with, like, just some wacky-ass locale, island or something like that. It really didn't have anything to do with the game.
I really wanted, like, a fun show house mirror place. Like, there's mirrors everywhere, and you're fucking confused.
See,
the
that's
time.
Fucking cool. Like, that is a good idea. And then you could shoot the mirrors.
Yeah, and eventually you get through all the mirrors, and it would just be fucking awesome.
There'd just be a big, like, battle arena. once you shot at all the mirrors. That would, right there, Belmont came up with a great idea. That should be a very, it should be a very small level, right? But let's say it doesn't, the mirrors don't break in one shot. You have to actually blast the mirrors, but that puts you on the fucking radar, right? So people know where there's a guy right there, so it's not in your benefit.
But even
to
when
do
they
it.
Get there, there's fucking mirrors.
Yeah. That'd be a fucking cool map. I definitely want that.
Step out of the seriousness of warfare for a second and just
have fun.
Go wacky.
Well, multiplayer, like, look, the campaign modes, I want seriousness, right? Because I'm playing the campaign.
Yeah.
The multiplayer, I wanted to make it as fun as you possibly can. You know, like, have the goofy ass setting. I don't care if I'm playing in a bouncy room, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
There could be trampolines on it. I don't care. Like, let's go.
Oh, if I could go into a child's bounce house and kill somebody, stab them dead in it.
There was a zombie level in the last Black Ops where it was space, and it was such a cool mode. It was hard as fuck. They didn't expect it to be that hard, but once you get there's rooms with zero G in it, and the zombies would start floating around, and it would be kind of hard to shoot them, because they're all over the place. They're not just like right in front of you. They're not tunneled. So, like, it'd be kind of cool playing a multiplayer, and maybe in space where there is zero gravity in a board, and you can't just zip around everywhere as quick as you want in circle where you're just kind of floating around trying to.
So just to bring it in perspective, Call of Duty would now have like that obligatory Tony Hawk board. Like, remember that Tony Hawk would have like that one board that didn't make any sense. You're just on the moon, or like,
yo, get Rainbow Road in this bitch. Come on,
that would be an awesome
Rainbow Road Call
awesome
of Duty
board.
Yo, make a board where it's like, a bunch of shit falling, and then, like, you could just get crushed at any moment. Like, that'd be
killed by the Guardians, like in Halo.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Like, just
I'm totally into that.
That'd be fun. I mean, just interesting things. They can do so much. They just don't. So
that's my one problem with the Call of Duty franchise, is that multiplayer-wise, is that the boards are just lackluster. They all look the same. Then you get, like, excited when there's snow on it. It's like, snowboard.
Snowboard.
Nice. Yeah.
So, did anyone else have any game that they're looking at that...
Yeah, I actually had two games that aren't getting too much press. One game's getting press, but only on Sunday night, and it's the Walking Dead Survival Instinct game. And it basically takes the two characters, Merle and Daryl Dixon, and it's showing you how they got to basically where they were in the camp.
The best characters from the series.
Oh, they're fantastic. I don't think it's getting a lot of press, and I saw how it works. It's not just a regular shoot 'em up zombie game. It's kind of like you got to sneak around a little
survival
bit.
Survival horror?
Survival horror more than it is, just shoot 'em up.
I enjoy good survival horror.
Is it like the series where you can just kind of walk past them a little bit? Like
you could sneak around, and like if... They don't just know you're there because they know you're there.
Right.
Like, they don't have a radar on you. Like, if you make noises or if you start fucking fighting them, like, they'll obviously see that you're there. But
if I know those two, they're going to want to kill everything in their path.
Yeah, but also, if you know those two, they're not stupid, though. They're not trying to get murked.
Right.
So, I'm really looking forward to that game. Also, if you pre-order the game, you get that sweet necklace. So I was all about that.
That's nice.
And then there's a game that I never even heard of till I was just messing around on the internet. It's a game called State of Decay. It's made by Undead Labs. It's basically GTA, but with zombies.
Undead Labs.
Didn't they already
kind of
have a GTA with zombies, being what? Dead Island?
No, Dead Island was like Call of Duty with zombies, and it just wasn't very fun because the missions they put you on were just so trivial. Like, it was like people would be like, give me a bottle of champagne, or like...
I mean, that was a little... It could get a little ridiculous, but
so
I mean...
like State of Emergency.
The customization was in it cool. I would hope... I mean, I don't know what your game does, but...
Anyone play the game State of Emergency? State of Emergency?
No.
That's an old Xbox game?
Yeah, it was... You were run around the mall. It's not really important enough to mention.
State of Emergency? You mean Dead Rising?
It was a lot like Dead Rising. It was like that, but real people. You were gang members or whatever.
I mean, I know State of Emergency. I never played it.
No.
Dead Rising, by the way, lost its luster with me.
Dead Rising had shitty controls. I didn't like them.
Have you seen anything about State of Decay? Is it looking like Dead Rising?
No. It's looking more like GTA. But you know, like, I haven't played the newest GTAs. But in this particular game, it's kind of cool. Where I always thought in GTA it'd be cool to go in every building, and in this game you can go in every building and scavenge what you need.
Every single building? Is
every
that
single
what
building
saying?
Is open. Like, you can go in, and there's fucking zombies in those buildings that you need to fucking...
Oh, I'd like to throw it back to Modern Warfare 4 real fast, one sentence. I need to see destructible buildings nowadays. They're just cardboard boxes, and they're ridiculous. Battlefield is killing you people.
Especially in
with
the new systems.
Destroyable walls and stuff like that. Come on.
Especially with the power of the new systems, when you shoot like a fucking plaster wall, it would be cool to shoot out the wall, you know?
That
well, that's what's going on in Battlefield. You throw a grenade at a wall, and you're going to... break open the wall and be able to walk through it.
Like, let's say you're in a firefight and you're stuck in a room. It'd be fucking awesome to throw a grenade on the fucking wall, blow it out like Zelda, and just run out. Like,
okay, yeah, that's my number one concern, Modern Warfare 4. If you guys are listening, and I'm sure you are, destructible backgrounds. That's what I need to see.
That would be a fantastic addition to that series.
Right.
Like, we said, like, trivial things with, like, multiplayer boards and stuff like that. But that would be a fantastic.
That would change gameplay.
Change a lot of gameplay.
Any of that in State of Decay, have you seen, like, busting through a wall?
They don't have a demo that I played. They had one at PAX that I saw the guy playing with. But as far as the actual, like, buildings, I don't know what you could do with them. But I know that you basically set up, like a safe house, right? And the people you save have different abilities. So if you save a guy that's a good mechanic, you know, going back to Baird, mm-hmm. he could build you mechanical stuff. You could do, like, a chef. All these different people. Plus, there's a morale meter where if your morale of your town goes down, if you neglect your town, they could just fucking eat. I'm not sure what they could do, but there's a morale meter. So I guess maybe they kick you out or they fucking could go after you to take you. I guess, like, if you're not treating them right, they could be like, hey, man, you're not in charge no more. Fuck you.
Well, hopefully it's not a time limit thing. That was my biggest beef with.
No. It's not a rushed game. It's open world and it's a very
expansive. Oh, no. I don't mean that. I mean with.
And you said you have like 24 hours to do it. It's not like that.
No, yeah. I mean, like, I think he's talking about, like, Dead Rising. Like, you had 3 minutes to get back to
that
guy.
That was my biggest beef. I was just constantly, like nobody likes being under pressure. Like, everyone in their real life go, oh, my God, I have to get to work. Oh, my God, I only have a half an hour for lunch. And in this game, I was just constantly, there were areas of the mall that I never even saw because I had to run past them at full blast to get somewhere.
I actually am a huge zombie fan. I love everything about them. That's a huge genre for me. And I hated Dead Space because I felt rushed.
You mean Dead Rising?
Dead Rising.
Yeah,
Dead Space,
Dead Space was a fantastic
movie. Oh, my God.
Was it Dead Rising, though? I felt very rushed, and I hated the game mechanics where if I aimed at something, it made me centered in the screen instead of what I was looking at.
Oh, when you hit that L trigger?
Yeah, I hated that. And then also I hated when I cleared a whole shop of zombies, and then I turned around, and they'd all be right back. And it's just, like, fucking obnoxious.
The auto-spawn zombies.
Especially if you're going to break my weapons as I kill them, it's obnoxious that they just return right back. They don't even have to, like, saunter back into the fucking shop.
Well, when you actually, I don't know about anyone else, but when I got an actual great weapon that I didn't have to build, I held on to it like it was a wedding ring or something, because it was so, I mean, they had such a great system for building weapons, combining stuff, which mm-hmm. is a great idea, but I just didn't have time to build them. You guys mm-hmm. gave me like 5 minutes to get across the mall. I didn't have time to build any of that shit.
You need a little more time to just roam and...
Or at least a mode where I can turn it off and collect people as my leisure, even if that's what you want to call an easy mode. I would play that.
I agree, definitely agree with you. They definitely need to fucking calm down with the time restraints on the game.
Frank was a chubby dude. He's not running around like that.
It's just going back to State of Decay, I thought it was kind of cool. You could level up your guys where it kind of mattered. Like, you run a lot, your guy's stamina will go up, and that really fucking matters if you're out in the real world.
I'd be doing wind sprints in the basement.
Yeah, because you can also pillage any of the cars. You can drive any of the cars that are there. You can also, like, pillage them for gas and stuff, so make your town run. And you basically have to, like, strip all the supplies from all the buildings, basically. And there's story mode. I guess there's story, like, missions and shit.
It sounds good.
It sounds interesting. It's just, I want to see how much in depth they go with that, or just how much time you're sitting there just stripping stuff down.
Well, no one wants to be doing that all day.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But just like anything with zombies, there's zombies everywhere you go. So it's kind of like, okay, I am doing this thing. But, you know, unlike maybe GTA where, I got to pretend I'm doing this fucking mission. I mean, you got to fight the zombies while you're fucking around.
Also, I hope there's not like an oblivion, like, I'm holding too much weight. I have to go back. I hope that doesn't happen because that sucks.
Yeah.
Pocket space or something. Or maybe you can get a backpack.
What I did,
what
I did see about that, you got to grab stuff, right? I guess you can only hold so much stuff, but you have radios, right? You can call in you can call in the people from your base, be like, yeah, we need runners, and they come collect your supplies that you need, like food, dumb shit like that, and they run it back.
Oh, I gotta check this out. Awesome. I gotta check this out then.
I'm definitely gonna put this one up.
This sounds meatier than just.
Yeah, you could send people out on missions like, hey, you need gas, right? You don't want to do it. Yo, you can go to a guy, get gas. You could also never see that guy again. So it's like, if you send people out, they may never come back. Just like a zombie apocalypse, hey, man, you got to go do this, right?
Okay. I wonder if they give better percentages for different things you do. Like, if you can work up your side characters.
you have full control of your characters. Like, if you wanted to be a lesser character, you have a, it's not just one guy. You're not playing like Tommy Vercetti like in GTA. You have a every character you save, you can beat.
Oh, and one's better That's at something cool. than the other? Yeah. Or
well, no, you could build, like, let's say you just use melee. Eventually, your guy is going to be a monster when it comes to melee. If you just use guns, the guy's going to be better. Like,
but I'm sure there are characters. What I'm saying is, I'm sure there are
just stock characters.
Characters that are naturally better at punching.
Yeah, right. There's definitely characters that are going to be, like, you know, not balanced. You know,
but can you send someone out for gas and not actually have to play that mission?
Oh yeah, he may never come back though.
But I'm saying, out of the players, if I'm looking at, let's say, Mike Tyson, and I'm looking at the kid from The New Guy, the movie, mm-hmm. DJ Quails, and I was like, if I send out Mike Tyson, is he going to have a better percentage of coming back?
Nah, because
DJ
he's a dullard, and DJ Quails is very quiet. I don't know. He just
oh, you think he's going to be chasing pigeons or something stupid?
Yeah, he'd be looking at pigeons while he gets bit. Mike Tyson wouldn't be in the zombie apocalypse. He'd be definitely bit way in the beginning.
Right.
No, but yeah, I'm sure there's like how good your survivor is. How much percentage he, like Assassin's Creed, where you have like, oh, you send a level one guy, you're not going to send him on a 5-star mission because he's going to fucking die, right? So it's same
Unless
thing,
you
but,
hate him.
Yeah, well, it's probably like the same way with that, but a little more like into it, where like if you know a guy's weak, you wouldn't want to send him on a mission because you're probably never going to see the guy again.
It's like, Rise, go to that power plant and get me some uranium. It's like, what?
Oh, well, then you're know I would. Back. You know I'd come back with that.
I mean, it just looks, it's, you know, going back to the whole DLC thing, it's an Xbox Live only arcade game. And it's a fully downloadable game only from the Xbox
Live. And it looks good? I mean, like, the graphics look good?
After this, I'll show you. It looks just as good as the GTAs.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that. I'm really interested.
I've never heard of it. I just happened to stumble upon it when I was digging around the internet. And I was like, damn, this game looks really good. And it's coming out very soon because they said this is the first part of 2013. So it was like, unless it got, you know, delayed or anything, it's going to probably be out maybe end of this month, maybe end of next month.
So State of Decay, check it out.
Yeah. Undead Labs makes it, and it's Xbox Live only arcade.
You know what part of that? I hope you get to name your people like an Oregon Trail so I can send out.
I'm sure that they give you
that
chances.
Game. Was terrible. Why would you bring up Oregon,
Oregon
Trail?
Oregon Trail was the better
I'm going
part
to
of
ford
my
the river.
Six.
You're all dead.
6-year old life. That was. I mean, like.
Do you want to bring the doctor or the guy who's good with the gun? The guy who's good with the gun. I shot 28 buffalo. I can only carry one home. It's like, fucked up. You're all gonna die.
Anyway, let's move on to the last segment that we're gonna close with each episode from now on. It's coming out of the closet. It's A Squad digs deep into their closets looking for an old school game to recommend. Right. Who's got an old school game?
Oh, I got one.
Yeah?
I got one for the original NES.
Let's get the guest started out. What's going on?
Original NES. It's Battle. Wait.
Don't choke.
Battle for Mount Olympus. It's an old NES game.
What kind of game is it?
It's an action RPG. Mm-hmm. You play as a little satyr and you go around pretty much leveling up missions. You have to do riddles and stuff and all kinds of just awesome side-scrolling RPG.
Now, by action RPG, you mean you're actually...
You control the little satyr. You got to fight and do everything nice. You need to, yeah.
Like Kingdom Hearts or Archon.
Not like, it's more like, you know how like the old Castlevania side-scrolling's played?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a little satyr with a sword. But like you got to like walk up the sphinxes and stuff and like answer riddles and stuff.
Is it like Zelda?
No.
Like Zelda?
No, not like Zelda.
You never liked Zelda?
It's not like Zelda.
Oh, I thought you
mean... I love Zelda.
Yeah,
it's not Zelda? Like it,
okay.
though.
Okay.
It's a different game completely.
Well, Zelda's overhead.
Yeah, it's different. This is a side-scroller.
Zelda 2 was side-scroller.
That's the only fucking one that was like that, Dan.
That's the one I was talking about.
We're not
about.
Talking about Zelda 2. No one's talking about Zelda 2.
Sorry, Rise.
Anyway.
Do you remember Link to the Past?
No, that's definitely one of my favorite NES games. It's very unheard of. No one really...
They never made a sequel to it or anything?
Never. It's that one system. It's not even an expensive game. It's just nobody ever plays it.
Now, right. I didn't mention this in the beginning of the segment, but we like to recommend games that would still hold up now. Like, if somebody went out and got it now, do you think that would still be worth it?
Yes, it would definitely still be worth it.
Not just because you loved it, but because...
Was the story
fun, interesting. Yeah, it's a very fun, interesting, difficult... Not like today's games. It was a difficult game, but it was worth it at the end.
Yeah. How long was the gameplay? Like, how long did it take to go through from A to B?
It's a good 20-hour game. Like
on Nintendo?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good-sized game. Cause
yeah.
You didn't. I mean,
now did it come with a save feature like Mario 3?
It came with a save feature.
It came with the internal. because yeah. those were in the cartridge at that point.
Yeah,
right?
There was internal memory on that one.
Going back to Zelda, before Zelda came out, there was no game with a save feature.
No, it was Zelda and then Mario 3, right? Mario 3.
Actually, if now I think about it, it might have been a password. Haven't played in a while, but I think it might have been a password.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about
still a save feature.
You know what I hate about those goddamn passwords? Like, why couldn't you make like a 6-letter password instead of like the 38 digits they gave you?
It's because they need X amount of code to remember X amount of things. The more longer the password, the more difficult the game it meant. Because it needed more code to remember exactly where you are.
Well, also, they probably didn't want people guessing them all the time, too.
No, that's
games. No, the exact reason was because they needed more code to exactly where you are in the game.
Was I the only one who would throw up random orbs when I got a Mega Man? And eventually,
I mean, Mega Man codes were ridiculous. I found one like every 30 seconds if I put in random faces.
Usually those games would just be like a sit and play. I sit one night, play it through, and I beat it.
Mega Man?
Yeah. Didn't take that long to beat.
I had grids drawn all over the place, all over my room.
I'm not saying they weren't tough. I'm saying, but they only took like 5-6 hours.
No, they weren't terribly long games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Giant Shock? I'm going to bring out, man, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That game was fucking great.
That's definitely worth
that
it.
That guy was impossible. Mike Tyson at the end of the game was literally impossible. I beat him one time after 3 days of playing.
Well, then he wasn't
never beat him again.
Literally impossible.
No, he was in. I don't. It was a miracle impossible. That I hit him. I don't even know how I did it.
You there was. I heard a rumor that when he blinked or some bullshit, you could like hit him.
I don't even know if that's a rumor. I literally think I just got lucky after hundreds of times of trying.
I never even got up to him because I there was a couple of characters like the only thing I didn't like about I only had one gripe with that game. They used the skins a couple of times. Like, you had to fight, Raging Bull? Oh, not Raging Bull. Bald Bull. A couple of separate times. The same thing with Honda and Super Macho Man. Mm-hmm. Where that's the only problem I have with the game, that they use the characters a little over and over again. But a couple of those guys were just impossible before you got to Tyson. You just couldn't fuck with them.
They were difficult. Most of the other guys are patterns. Mm-hmm. Tyson didn't really have a pattern. That's why he was so fucking hard.
Tyson was fucking bulletproof.
And there was nothing fucking hurt him. You never got stars. It was just impossible.
Well, what did they call him after they lost the right to Mike Tyson?
The Dream. The second one was The Dream.
Oh, it was two separate. It was twins.
It was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and then it was Punch-Out, which
they
changed
into
The Dream.
Super Punch-Out, because it was on Super Nintendo.
No, they had two Punch-Outs for the original NES.
I did not know they had two Punch-Outs.
There was Punch-Out and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
It was the same game, but they had to rename it.
They changed it. They had a couple different things in it, but it was a different
game. Yeah, I mean, when he caught that rape beef, he couldn't have his name
on it.
I mean,
you can't have him be leading your game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's about boxing. Like,
Did you play the new one on the Wii?
Fuck no. I mean, the Wii's... I can't it's boxing like, gloves.
I mean, the final character, that one was even more impossible. It was Donkey Kong.
I gotta fight a gorilla?
Yeah. That's the whole point. And he was literally... He was harder than Mike Tyson.
Was he throwing barrels?
No, that'd be cheating.
Because Mike didn't cheat.
I remember on Super...
Because Mike doesn't cheat biting people's ears off.
Because I remember on the Super NES one, Super Punch-Out, there was an old Asian guy in like the last circuit... Where he hit you with his fucking cane, and that wasn't legal. Like,
I do remember.
He was like, whack, and he would annihilate you one shot. You got hit with it. There was also a guy who jumped on another Asian guy who jumped on the ropes, and then he hit you with a fucking karate kick to the face. That's not illegal.
I remember that.
Those games, especially the first one, were really fun. I remember after every three fights, you fought the champion of that circuit, and then you get the little montage where you're
running. Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, when I was a little kid, I'm going to sound a little lame, but when I was a little kid, I was like 6-7 years old. I remember. Running in place to like you know the little character running. I was like, yeah, man. I'm like Rocky. You know, I was.
If you
so
think that's
games.
Lame, that's weird because I did that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
because
you're both
I
lame.
Shock and Rise are a little lame, but we're awesome.
I'd sit next to Full Metal, and one of us would pretend ride the bike next to the other one doing
that's
a little jog.
Yeah, man. It was just a good time. The controls were so simple, just two buttons, and you had a great time. With
I have it on my Wii. The original one's downloadable content. I didn't buy the new one either, but I have that one on the Wii, and I still play it.
You know, the new one, it came with boxing gloves that you could put your stupid Wii remotes in.
I don't do that.
It's like...
Don't even bother.
I'd rather... The basic fun part about Punch-Out wasn't the fact that I was boxing something. It was the controls were so great, and it was a fun game. You know, like...
It was simple and to the point.
See, that's why I think the Wii lost a lot of my like for it, because a lot of their... staple games when they converted it to the Wii they made use of the Wii and I just didn't care for it.
Anything with timing on the Wii like the Punch-Out games fell really short because A, the controller wasn't great, and even on the games that the controller was great, it's just human nature if I missed a punch, I'd be like, it's this goddamn controller, even if I missed it. Like, it gets you frustrated no matter what. I did play the note. Like, I'm not saying I didn't play it. I played it. They had it in Best Buy, and I was like, this is not for me.
I know you can use the little the Wii Fit board, and you can actually get really into it, but I just, I don't know, just kind of lost its luster.
I'm too wide stance for that board.
It is a little
smaller
board.
I couldn't box on that shit.
Yeah, I don't really care for the Wii Fit board, the games they try to, like, make, that institute that thing, because it's, I don't know.
I use it as a scale at this point. Like.
Basically, it's a $100 scale.
Anything. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get too much into the Wii because we're talking about the games that were, you know, the old school games. But Mike Tyson's Punch Out, it's still to this day. If you popped it on, I would have a great time playing it. And
I still do. And that's funny that you said that because I still do. I, for this segment, have been picking out games that I used to love. I'm gonna pick out from now on games that I still play because I still play a lot of old games. So right now I'm gonna go into Marvel Nemesis. It was a PS2 game. It's my favorite fighting game in the world to date. It was very Power Stone-ish, where you get to run. It's 3D. You get to run around the entire board.
Power Stone was what, the initial launch game of the Dreamcast?
It wasn't a launch game, but it was a.
It came
early
out
with
Dreamcast
game. Yeah.
But it's
that
like
was
that,
a fantastic game.
It's like that style. I still play Full Metal in it all the time. You run around. You're Spider-Man. You actually get to web across the board, web your opponents versus Magneto. There, it's very environmental based. If there's a car around, Magneto's going to be able to throw it at you from across the board. There's Venom in it. There's a couple members of Fantastic Four.
I think it's where Marvel Capcom lacks a little bit. That there's they add like so many characters and so much shit going on in the background. Get a fighting game where the board is something. You know?
Well, that's yeah, Marvel that's Nemesis for you. That's Marvel Nemesis yeah. for you. If I mean, Wolverine could climb up the walls with that. It's very comic book based. It's not movie based at all. Mm-hmm. And you can throw people with the web. I mean, it was just a very intense game. It was an awesome fighter.
Always had a bad taste in the game for that mouth because you used to a bad taste in my mouth about the game. She always used to kick my ass.
I kicked the hell out of everyone. In
oh
that
man,
game.
I was
not,
just he always just beat the crap
that.
Out of me. It was really fun, but I mean, just not playing him.
I remember I used to get my ass kicked by I don't know his gamer tag, but Rob Grippa used to destroy me at Marvel Capcom.
Oh, he was practiced.
Like that game kind of took my fun away from that game because like he wouldn't let me land when he was Spider-Man. He'd keep me in a fucking combo in the air all day. I was like, hey, I don't like you that much like that. That I'm gonna keep playing this game with you. Like, fuck you, Rob.
Well, no, that's where this is different. This is a total 3D game where you can. I mean, it was. I can't say enough good things about the game. Anyone who doesn't have it,
and it was definitely worth playing. PS2.
PS2. It's only for PS2.
Is it any of the arcades at this point? Can you download it?
No.
You have to actually go get the actual copy.
I don't think it was well received. The game.
Really. You know,
there was no real story mode. There was no real story mode.
Power Stone is well received now. It wasn't when it came out.
No, because that was initial. I'm going to say initial launch game because that was one of the first couple games on that.
I think it was close to initial launch, but
next week I'm going to go into another 3D fighting game because that's really where I shine. I love it. No, I was going to go into War of the Monsters. So go play it before I go into it. Anybody?
Was that on Super NES?
It's like a. Neo Geo game or something like that. That's old.
No. War of the Monsters. It had a reboot for PS2 that was great. It was almost like a 3D Rampage where you're running through the city, you grab shit, and you throw it at each other. Everybody's got powers. You could be a dragon.
It was originally a Neo Geo game.
It was. It was originally a Neo Geo arcade game that was kind of Double Dragon style where it's side to side.
I literally have it at my store.
Yeah, I know you do. It had a 3D reboot for a PS2 where you could literally just run around as King Kong, climb the buildings and punch. It was a great game. All right, those are my two games, I guess. Not going to be my
shit. Well, then you might as well not cut it short. Why don't you go dip into that a little bit? Like, since
well,
you
were your basic
up.
Guys. You were. It was one of those games where if you beat it as regular King Kong, then you'd get like super juiced up radioactive King Kong, and he'd have a different power somewhat. There were your regular monsters. There was a mummy. There was a dragon. The dragon
were they giant-sized?
Yeah, they were giant-sized. You could pick up
and
cars and throw
town?
Them at each other. You fight in a town. You throw each other through the buildings. You pick up, like, Eiffel Tower, electrical tower stuff, and use them
Eiffel
as bats.
Towers.
Throw them as shit.
I would love a 2D fighter just like that with, but it's it's not just 2D. It's like, I guess, I guess it's a 3D fighter where you can go around the whole board like that. But I want it violent where, like, those monsters, like, stab each other with, like, buildings.
Oh, this was. This is the game. You can come over to my house and play it this week if you want.
Do you have it still?
Yeah.
I would definitely like to check that. That, and do you have Nemesis still?
Yeah. I play them all the time. I have my PS2 hooked up, and I play them against myself.
See, Rise is catching a smile because he's going to go there. He's like, hey, this is a good game. He's going to, like, let the first couple matches be close. I never played the game before. And then,
he's
like,
gonna slap you.
Like, eighth or ninth match, he's going to start, like, throwing the beat down on me because...
That's going to be my MO. Fourth match, I'm going to just give him a taste of what he really could get. And then fifth match, I'm going to let him I'm going to let the leash out a little bit, let him do it. And then I'm going to pull it tight around 10th match, and it's not going to let go.
I'm going to come back here next week. I'm like, hey, look, man, whatever I said about the game is horseshit. That game like, sucks.
You're like, fuck Marvel Nemesis.
Whatever I said about that game is total horseshit, all right? I'll tell you that much.
All right, well, why don't we get to playing that? We got a lot of stuff to do after the podcast we'll mention next. I gotta check out this zombie game.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get out of here, we'll throw, you can hit us up at A Squad Gamers. That's our Twitter account. You could ask us questions, send us anything you want to say, and then you could email us at asquad13@yahoo.com. again, you ask us anything you want, we'll read your stuff out in the air. So basically, that's the shout outs for this week. We had was it our friend Dave Namer come out on Paint It Black podcast this week, and look for that. It's going to be out later in the week. And with Disenfranchised, same thing. But, you could get us out of here, Dan, if you want.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for coming by, Victor.
Well, thanks a lot, Victor Belmont, man. You were a great guest, man. Their whole insight to the, working in a video game store was much appreciated.
Yeah, no, anytime. I'd love to come back.
Yeah, man, definitely. Definitely would love to have you back.
Great. Just remember, recharge those controllers so you don't go out mid-game.
Yeah, basically.